secretary. For some time now, I've been hearing about the many things that the great society has to offer. And I've been trying very hard to decide which one I'd like to take advantage of. After talking to a good friend of mine who just received a check from the government for $1,000 for not raising no hogs this year, I decided that I would like to go into the no hog raising business too. And I'd appreciate any advice and suggestions that you can give me so that I can do a real good job of not raising no hogs. First, can you tell me the best kind of hogs not to raise? Personally, I would like to not raise some of those razorbacks. But if that's not the best kind of hogs not to raise, I would just as soon not raise any kind of hogs that you would suggest. Next, I'd like to know what's the best kind of a farm not to raise no hogs on. Does it take a big farm, or could I not raise a lot of hogs on my small farm? Also, what kind of feed do you recommend to those gone into the no hog raising business? I'll tell you, Mr. Secretary, I'm really excited about this no hog raising business, but I'm kind of confused. How can I keep track of the number of hogs that I didn't raise? Does the government have an instruction book showing how this is done? If so, please send me one. Now, this friend of mine has been in the hog raising business for over 20 years, and he never did make more than $400 a year. Until this year, when the government paid him $1,000 for not raising any hogs at all. Now, I figure if I can get $1,000 for not raising 50 hogs, I would get $2,000 for not raising 100 hogs. So, I might as well get into the business real good. And I'd like your permission to start out by not raising 4,000 hogs. According to my calculation, I would get a check from the government for $80,000 for the first year. I would appreciate very much hearing from you by return mail, as I'm very anxious to get started. You know, the sooner I get started not raising hogs, the more hogs I won't raise. Thanking you, and with kindest regards, I remain yours truly, a spoiled American.